So, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to introduce you this discussion forum. Its name is Role of the Media in the World Today. I would like to introduce you the moderator of this show. It's František Tlapák, and he will introduce the guests and all other things. Thank you.
Hezké odpoledne, vlastně už teď odpoledne i ode mě.
Let me wish you the nice afternoon from my side.
Já se na úvod částečně omluvím, že na vás nebudu mluvit anglicky, ale věřím, že v Praze zažijete spoustu jinačí zábavy.
For the very beginning, I would like to apologize that I am not able to speak in English with you, but I'm quite sure that you will get a lot of another fun during your stay in Prague.
Mám bohužel poměrně málo možností angličtinu oprašovat, takže budu mluvit česky.
Unfortunately, I don't have so much opportunities to use my English, and therefore I prefer to speak in Czech and to use the help of the interpreter.
Ale vůbec nic to nemění na našem společném tématu, kterým je úloha médií v současném světě a vztah k mladým lidem.
But anyway, there will be no change in our common topic for this afternoon discussion forum, and it's the role of media in the current world.
Dovolte mi úvodem, abych přivítal naše dva hlavní hosty. V první řadě, tedy po mé pravé ruce, sedí pan docent Ivo Maté, rektor Akademie muzických umění. Dobrý den.
Let me introduce our distinguished guest on my right side. You can see the Mr. Ivo Maté, who is the rector of the Academy of the Performing Arts.
Does it work?
Yeah. Good afternoon. First of all, may I ask you if you will be so kind and move in here, sit in closer to us if possible, because I don't know, it seems to me you are just on the right side, what probably doesn't respond to your opinion. Thank you very much, it's much better for us now, yeah.
Jak je vidět, pan docent je nejenom rektore Akademie muzických umění, ale byl by jistě i schopným tělocvikářem.
As you can see, the Mr. Mate is not only the rector of the...
Thank you very much, I'm giving the floor to the moderator, thank you.
A po pravé ruce pana docenta sedí pan Martin Komárek, šéf komentátor deníku Mladá fronta Dnes, což je v podstatě druhý nejčtenější deník v České republice, jestli se nepletu, je to tak.
Ah, yes, we are, I think, the largest serious newspaper in Czech Republic.
Thank you.
And also on my right side you can see Mr. Martin Komárek, who is the chief editor or chief commentator of the newspaper Mladá fronta Dnes. This newspaper is the second most popular newspaper in Czech Republic.
Když jsem přemýšlel o tom, jak dnešní diskuzi otevřít a nad čím se zamýšlet, vracel jsem se do své praxe, protože jsem žurnalistikou jsem se živil sám 8 let a přemýšlel jsem, jak velký podíl v médiích mají dnes, teď záměrně podotknu, schopní mladí lidé.
When I was thinking how to open this discussion forum, I came back to my professional history because I used to be also a journalist, and I was thinking what is the role of the young people among the journalists and among the say newspaper people at this time.
Uvědomil jsem si, že v médiích pracuje obrovská spousta lidí, o kterých vůbec nemáme ani ponětí, že tam jsou.
I realized that there is a lot of people working in the media. And actually we don't know anything about them.
Uvědomil jsem si, že ta viditelná část žurnalistiky, což jsou například televizní reportéři, známější redaktoři deníků, rozhlasoví redaktoři, že to je skutečně jenom poměrně malý výsek.
And I realized that those people who are visible from the area of media, as for example the reporters, TV commentators and some popular journalists, it's only a very small visible part of the media process and media field.
Zjistil jsem, že vedle nich v médiích pracuje skutečně celá řada lidí, i mladších samozřejmě, kteří se na tom dopadu médií na veřejnost velice úzce podílejí.
Aside that visible part of the media, of course, there is a lot of people, and especially many people, who also participate in the preparation and in the preparation of the media coverage, but they are not so visible.
Co mě ale překvapilo, byla skutečnost, že mezi žurnalisty je, podle mého názoru, poměrně málo studovaných žurnalistů.
And I was quite surprised because from the fact that according to my point of view, there is quite a low percentage of the educated journalists, I mean specialists with the special education for the journalism.
A v té chvíli mě napadla první otázka, kterou bych to dnešní naše setkání otevřel. A to je otázka, zda z hlediska toho, jaký dopad, jaký vliv mají média na dění ve světě, zda je tahle ta skutečnost správná, tedy to, že těch studovaných žurnalistů je v praxi relativně málo.
And then it comes to my mind the first question that could be used for the opening of this discussion forum, and this is how there is just a low percentage of the specially educated journalists among the journalists in this area, and how this fact influences the power of the media in the current world.
To je tedy v podstatě i téma, které tímto předávám našim hostům. Pánové, je na vás, kdo se to chytí první z vlastní praxe, jak to vidíte? Počet studovaných žurnalistů v médiích, je to dobře? Myslíte, že jsou potřeba, nejsou potřeba?
And then I would like to give the floor to our guests with this first question. It means, is it necessary to employ the specially educated journalists in the media, and what is the role of the special education in this activity field?
Oh, maybe I will start, and I will start with a question. Is there any journalistic science? I think no. Is there any journalistic art? I think no. I think it's no need to have specialized journalists. For a good journalist, I think it's necessary to know something about politics, something about mass communication, more about history and philosophy, something about statistics, and write and write and write. I think it's impossible to learn something about it. My experience is that the best journalists are engineers, philosophers, but some people which didn't study any university. So it's all.
The switch on? Yeah. We jumped in the media's race without any introduction of the matter. I don't quite understand why I've been invited here, because nowadays I'm a rector of academy which managed 3 faculties, film, theater, and music, no media, no journalists' education. But, of course, we have, as all other big universities, journalism studies, as you know, probably, the Charles University on the Faculty of Social Sciences has a journalism studies with a long tradition. And I have to go just rather back in my CV, probably the reason why I'm here invited, that I used to be a first head of the public service television on the Czech territory after the revolution. After 1991, by the law, was founded the first public service television in the sense of, for example, BBC, independent from the state, not founded by the state, funded by independent sources as a license fee. And I have been appointed as a director general in the end of 91. And when I go back to Martin Komarek's explanation, I always preferred a professional mixture between the study journalist, because it is a profession, and all other education young people from different faculties, different types of education. Just this combination might work quite well.
If somebody of you want to react on this, if somebody want to put the question, it's your time, or I will ask some other question.
Excuse me, Martin, but when I remember what's the main topic of the journalism studies, it must be studied, and what I know so far about Harvard or some British universities, it is a very difficult and hard study to study journalism, because you have to know sometimes much more than the others. And of course, you are not expert in respective science or medicine or statistics, but to have a overall overview, it's so necessary, and to educate himself for the whole career, it's I suppose very necessary. And I accept the journalism as a university studies.
Obracím se na vás. Jaká je vaše zkušenost z vašich zemí? Jak vidíte možnost uplatnění mladých lidí v médiích a jaký mají vliv na společnost, ve které žijete?
Now I would like to ask you, what is your experience from your home countries? What is the role of the young people in the media, and what are the possibilities of the employment of the young people within the media?
Máme někde bludný mikrofon?
Okay. I am from Italy, from Florence exactly. In my country, faculties as the one of journalism or art seems to be quite easy. I mean, a lot of people goes there, and even the way they follow courses, they take exams, it's quite easy. Sometimes they even don't have to sustain an exam. They just go there, they read some poems, they act, they do something, but they are not meant, I mean, to be real professionals in their work. So my question is, I noticed that in here in Prague you have also the black theater, the kind of theater in which there is only one person, a few people speaking, and everything is black behind them, so you have to concentrate exactly in what they are saying. It means that the person that is acting has to be quite good. So probably you have already thought about this, but my question is, wouldn't you think that it would be better to structure this kind of university in a harder way? I mean, to make the exam a little bit more difficult, in a way that who is there just to pass time or just to say, I study journalism, I know how to act, would be gone in at least, let's say, in the first year. So you would reach a level at the end of the university in which the people are real actors, the people are real journalists, people that are, let me, allow me to use this term, at our level means in at the level of the technical universities. So.
Allow me go to back to my university now, where I, for example, prefer on the film faculty when the new students have completed other studies, for example, technical one or another one, and they are just a bit older, 24, 23, because in my opinion, for such a profession as a film directing, it's quite important to have a life experience and to have some view on the other aspects of education or the world. If such a combination would be possible in journalism, what I don't see, because the media need young people, very dynamic people, able to work more than 12, 16 hours overnight, for example, and it's quite typical. In average, have a young journalist here. We have another quite important experience. Can you imagine in the beginning of the 90s, everywhere, overall, the media, we had just young people because the mid-generation of their 35 or 40 years old, they were all of them in different ways connected with the communist regime. It means we started just with young people. My first editor-in-chief in the news department was 29. And all the other editors was still younger. We cannot wait for such young people to have completed studies of two universities or to be experienced quite enough. But after 15 years, I suppose, I'm sure, we may have such a professional standard everywhere in media, and what we haven't said enough and yet, what does it mean in media? Automatically we are speaking about newspaper, printed media, it means newspaper, magazines, probably about radio and TV, but nowadays probably the most important media is internet, where can write in practically everybody.
The newspaper you can find on the internet are nothing in comparison with the real one, with the one.
Or you can develop your own internet or very important internet site with your own team. It's much more important very often than the others.
Yeah, but you understood this, but I don't see this energy in developing this informatic way to spread the information, because in internet you can find just the main things, you can read something here and there, but first of all you don't get enough money by putting the newspaper.
I think the news from my
side. Why you are not considering to have the real newspaper on internet, I mean the real one. So I think you should think about the fact that the information is quite important, we have to use internet, but we should have the same level of the newspapers, so people that speak about things, people that criticize things, intellectual people that explain their point of view in internet. So try to move the quality of the information through internet, from the newspapers that I think are the principal things in which you can really get in contact with the world, through this internet. Because I don't think you, even if you understood the importance, you are pushing in this direction.
We are solving now a very particular question, but of course it's quite interesting, or could be interesting for all the others. Is, for example, in my personal opinion, I'm using the internet as a source of information much more than any before, because in my opinion, probably Martin will protest, the standard of our dailies, when I compare with the some time 10 years ago, degrees, of course, not technically, not by profession, but I'm speaking about the content. In my opinion, all the dailies are much closer to the tabloid than 80s before.
I mean, there is a big step. Reading a newspaper can make you think, a real one. Reading through internet is almost... I mean, people that write in the newspaper are the intellectual one. The one that writes on the web are just people that know how to use a computer, more or less. Those kind of people that is studying in my university, at the end, they are not allowed to write in a newspaper because they don't know how to do it. So their jobs will be the one to write in internet. Okay, you are the one that write our newspaper on the internet. It means that the quality is nothing. I mean, you can't think about anything. It's just an answer, just a lot of information listed without any kind of windows open in a critical way.
Maybe there's a question there. Maybe some word to it. I think that newspapers are the part of market. So there are some marks like Mercedes and Toyota and Fiat, for example. And there is a competition. We are part of market, and we are dependent on demand and supply. And it's a normal thing. And what my colleague said that content dropped. I think no. For example, our newspaper we see we need to have 300,000 copies. To live in market, but our readers want information not only about serious and quality themes. They really want information about a reality show, for example, about living details of celebrities and so on. So. I think we will not go off of informations of serious informations, but we add some popular supplies.
There is a question out there. Thank you.
Yes, by the way, Mads Svendsen from Aalborg University, Denmark. I'd like to thank our distinguished guests and Matthew for his interesting contribution. But I'm a little in opposition, if I may. If we take just a stand in Denmark, we have a quite unique Danish journalist education. We educate him in just the same way as we educate lumberjacks and other craftsmen. It's not an academic education. And you might just see the quality in the media compared to its craftsmen and not academics in that way when they make their journalism, when they make the articles, and which often has a great effect on society. They often don't, especially in tabloids, of course, have the relevant view on the society and the movements and what the effects it has. So my little integral contribution to this context would be that perhaps we should focus more on the media as the fourth state power, as it is, and the contribution, I guess, to the society, and thereby the journalists as being the not just craftsmen but scientists in information should have a higher education, because we can't have them running around and make a lot of information about society, which creates some various interests. Combine it with a discussion we had earlier today about the student management, because we all in the student group right, Holland? Fine. We all find it very interesting to see how the students look in the intermediate. In that way that they don't focus on those who want to act, but they focus on the students as a whole, as the one who is out in the streets drinking, running around, using the state money, instead of actually contributing to the society. So in that way, we could use some more reflection from the journalists, if you understand.
Probably just to add something, because we didn't start from the beginning the discussion, of course. First of all, we didn't formulate what does it mean media, and secondly, what we are waiting from the media at all. Somebody waits just entertainment, no more. To be entertained, to read what the celebrities are doing. I'm old-timer, I'm very conservative, I'm waiting a large spectrum of information because I would like to have my own mind, probably as you, as a student. And that's a big difference. And sometimes I need more and more sources to... Not just, I mean, older and slower, but I need more sources to make my opinion now.
I think it's completely true that student or professor or teacher, they are not typical newspaper readers. But I think that ideal newspaper is made for professor, for teacher, for student, but for worker or high school student too. It's a mixture, and I think it's a very difficult to make it. And yes, I'm sure we are not so good, but we try to be.
Otevřeli jsme tady velice zajímavé téma vliv internetu, který samozřejmě se stále více rozmáhá a stále větší část toho informačního spektra se přesouvá na internet.
We have opened a very interesting question in the area of media, and it's a matter of internet, which of course more and more influence in this area, and more we can find more and more information in the internet.
Tady kolega mluvil o tom, jak se zvyšuje bulvarizace internetu.
Our colleague mentioned the change of the internet from the serious source of the information to the, say, tabloid scheme of the internet.
Napadá mě, do jaké míry stojí za tím internetovým zpravodajstvím nebo za informacemi obecně, které se na internetu objevují, lidé mladí nebo ta věková kategorie střední a vyšší. Jak to vnímáte?
And I got a question, what is the, in the case of the internet, what is the role and what is the influence of the young people within the internet media and putting the information on the internet? What is the role of the young people and, say, medium-age generation in this field?
Ještě krátce s dovolením navážu, k té otázce mě napadá ještě dovětek. Uvědomil jsem si velice často, že zatímco obecně společnost je naučená ta svým způsobem tradiční média jako noviny, televizi, vnímat s určitým odstupem a nepřijímat všechno jako absolutní pravdu, tak ten internet velice často s tím odstupem lidé neberou.
One brief remark for the end. According to my experience, the information that is presented by the newspaper or broadcasting are always taken by the people from the certain distance. It means they don't take it as absolutely true. Always there is a certain percentage that the people are not sure if it is true or not. But this is not the case of the internet. Usually what is written in the internet is taken as a, say, reality. It's that it is true.
Takže otázka vlastně dodatková, jaká je vaše zkušenost s tímto médiem?
And my question is, what is your experience with the internet?
If I can react. In fact, I really don't think that everything on the internet is true. It's not. And I think almost everybody knows that. When you see a newspaper, you see where it came from. You see the name of the newspaper that's famous. It's some stated quality. Internet, it's not. I think everybody knows that. And how about the youngsters on the internet? Well, almost everyone uses internet for email and chatting. So internet is more, I think, a communication thing. If you want to search for information on the internet, that's quite easy. But the other difference I want to mention with normal media is that a lot of people just watch television because they're annoyed and they want to get entertained. And that's the very special thing about journalists. They are influencing people who don't think they are getting influenced. So that's what they should focus on and that's what they should care of, because they are very important. And internet does not have that danger, I think.
I would be still harder, of course, not just to trust internet. I would say don't trust any media. Make a police collection. Make your choice of information for making your mind. It's depending not just me, just internet. Back to the education. I will ask the interpreter to translate you some 10 formulation. They are taken from a very famous textbook of Melvin Menchery, who was a teacher of journalism at the Columbia University and very experienced man who used to be United Press and then I don't know more than 10 years in the Christian Science Monitor. And because it's quite important to have very exact formulation, I will ask you to translate it. And then the reason why such a study says is to study journalism are important.
Okay, this has 10 basic rules for the authors of the information service from one American journalist book. The first one, do not write if you do not understand the case. The second one, do not write if you don't know what you want to present. To present. The third one, to demonstrate on the facts, do not just make the description of the case. Means you use the facts for the demonstration of your idea. Then choose the good references and orient yourself on the facts that have the relations to the real people life, yeah. include the good illustrations and the jokes into your report. Use concrete or the real names and use the colorful verbs. The seventh one, avoid too many adjectives and avoid to use the verbs with some additional words. Avoid judges and ideas. And your own ideas, leave the facts to prove the reader. Do not put the questions on which you are not able to answer in your article. Write in a simple way, pregnant way, in a honor way, and write quickly. These are the 10 main rules for the journalists and reporters.
There are some regulations, as in medicine studies, the chemistry or anatomy. You have to know when you are starting right.
So I think that every journalist knows these regulations, but only few can write this way.
Je tu otázka, proč tomu tak je, co si o tom myslíte?
The question is, why it is like that? What do you mean about it? It means that all the journalists know the rules, but only few of them are able to write according to these rules.
Možná se obrátím rovnou na vás, Martine, když jste to téma nastolil.
Yes. Why? What is the reason? I think there is one reason, and it's difficult for me to say easily, but I think that there is something like specific journalistic ability, and there is only one, and it is to understand what you will write, and you know, if we will speak about science, science is absolutely broad. It's impossible to understand medicine. But I think that there are please can you help me? I will will be better to say it in Czech because it's complicated.
Okay.
Čili jednoduše řečeno, žurnalista musí rychle pochopit výsek života a dobře ho napsat.
Just to say it simply, the journalist must understand the part of the life quickly, and he has to be able to write about it.
Ale když si vezmeme třeba takovou autonehodu obyčejnou, tak ona je nekonečně složitá a má nekonečně mnoho konotací.
In case we take as an example, for example, car accident, it's quite simple from one side, but from other side the whole event is very complicated.
Můžeme to vzít z náboženského hlediska, jak se to mohlo stát. Můžeme to vzít z filozofického hlediska, z přírodopisného hlediska, kde máme nějakou křivku sil. Můžeme to vzít z hlediska městské dopravy a její budoucnosti. Můžeme to vzít z hlediska rychlosti zásahu policie.
We can evaluate this car accident from the different points of view, for example, from the philosophical point of view, from the we can evaluate the action of the police, we can evaluate from the biological point of view, from the physical point of view, from the different standpoints.
A žurnalista je ten, kdo musí pochopit, co je v daném okamžiku nejpodstatnější a říct to, co nejjednodušeji. On musí ze složitého jazyka překládat do úplně jednoduchého. Žurnalista v podstatě je dobrý překladatel a to je strašně těžký.
And the role of the journalist is basically the role of the interpreter. It means he has to transfer the information from the very complicated scheme to the very simple scheme. It means to transfer the information to the reader in a simplest possible way.
Thank you very much for help.
Yeah, welcome.
Jaké jsou vaše názory?
What is your opinion?
Jinak se do toho zase vložím.
Otherwise, I will start the discussion.
We don't want that, so no, let's just join in instead. No, actually, about the I can just see your point. Of course, that it is difficult to break this information. And as I said before, I was a little being perhaps a little stubborn about the handcraft man. But then again, I like to point out the importance, as you just said, about how to simplify. The real world, and we all saw how powerful the media was when Newsweek brought the information from Guantanamo about the about the incident where some prisoners were tortured in some way, and the Pakistani raid following that. I don't know if you recall that situation. It was earlier this year. Where several people was killed because one journalist had the wrong source and published it out. This also concludes, in a minor scale, of course, how the journalist also the journalist one late evening when he has to work fast can miss the small details, of course. And again, falling back to the importance of academic education. But I'd also like to ask you up there, because we talked before about the internet, about the importance and how we use it. Actually, I have a mobile where I can log in and see the news, so I don't have to see it, the internet, that way. I can just log on directly to the web or whatever. So I have the news with me. But when it is so easy to get the news, and Wizards Bureau, or whatever you call it down here, I don't know, just publish directly through the channels of the internet and the newspapers, don't we need some more depth in the information flow? Some more entertainment, which also moves us as human being, because fewer people are reading the paper because they can get the information elsewhere. But can we get some context into it, or are we just interested in drawings and pictures? I mean, not the written word. With the actual context. I don't know if you're thinking or misunderstanding.
Okay. Agree, yeah.
Okay. You agree, okay. Well, that makes my discussion. Holland, do you have anything?
Well, I think you mentioned one aspect, but there's another. There's another big problem with journalists. They get money if they bring something really new. And it's my idea that most of the times that really new is not real. So they're lying and they're manipulating society a little, making a fool out of the scientists who really know but are not the translator. So they translated wrong or they translated in a way which sells best. And I think most of the time that transforms the information a lot, and that is where the education of the journalist should think about. There, and doctors, they have a promise not to kill people, just cure them. Journalists should have a promise to tell the truth, but nothing but the truth, and only the truth, and the truth. So. How is your opinion about that?
Jestli dovolíte, tak na to zareaguju a zeptám se, myslíte si, že vzdělávání novinářů dokáže víc než finanční tlaky třeba na komerční média, která se samozřejmě snaží prodat informace a podle toho je také formulují?
Do you think that the education of the journalists could solve the problem of the, say, money forcing of the media to present certain types of the information? That, I mean, that education could avoid this money force?
The number
No, but there's another aspect. I'm studying for engineer, and on my university we get courses in ethics. So how do you react on developing an atomic bomb or that kind of thing, and think about your impact on society, and maybe you can change something of the attitude of journalism, journalists, when you put this kind of courses in, more of this kind of courses in the education. But I'm not a journalist, so I don't really know what they are learning. But maybe there's someone who can tell me.
Well, I think I have an example about the ethics, because there's a university in Canada where the engineers, when they finish their studies, get a ring. Which is made out of steel of a bridge which collapsed in the past. It's a reminder of the impact that their work has. And, well, I don't know if we could give the journalist a burned newspaper or something. But the idealistic situation would be that the journalist only tell us the information which is correct, and I can make my own opinion. But the reality is, well, they within the 10 rules, there were a few of them which said you have to give your own opinion. Wouldn't it be better if they just only gave us the information, the precise information? I know the answer, well, it's a really ethical question, but in reality it won't go this way. But still, I think that would be the best. Do you agree?
Yes. Of course, I'm not sure if such a promise will be the finish of journalism studies, but I'm sure, and I'm old-fashioned in that the serious media, newspaper or public service television broadcaster, may have or must have their own regulation system where such a promise will be necessary for the newcomers, for the new journalist, to write or to say just true, or to have such a tense sentences as the basic regulation for my work, of course. But of course, the studies themselves cannot finish with such a promise, because the students, the graduated students, they can go to a PR agency, for example, where they need really something else than to say true.
Já se vrátím, Martine, na vás teď. Do jaké míry je vaše zkušenost, tedy do jaké míry se dokáží novináři ubránit a bránit se těm tlakům, kdy jsou skutečně konfrontováni mezi tou na jedné straně nutností tu informaci předat srozumitelně, zkrácenou, a na druhé straně předat ji zároveň v podobě, která bude zábavná, která bude zajímavá, bude dobře prodejná.
I would like to ask Mr. Komárek, what is the role of the journalists when they have to decide between the presentation of the, say, simplified and correct information on one side, and the request that such a information should be presented in a certain entertaining and digestible way? I mean, where is the certain center between these two requests in the work of the journalists?
I think that the problem is in the meaning of the word entertaining or entertainment. For me, for example, information in The Economist or Financial Times are entertaining for me, because it's written excellent. I see that they really know these 10 regulations, these
top reporters or top commentators. But maybe The Economist is not entertaining for other people, which want some other sort of information, of some other sort of entertaining. But I think that all those people have a right for information which they want. I think that there are no elite information and non-elite information. If somebody want informations about Britney Spears' dog, why not? Why not? Me no. But I think that people wanting informations this type have right for this. So I think that you can choose. You have tens and hundreds of newspaper, and you can choose. You can choose if do you want Mercedes or Toyota or Opel. It's market like any other.
Myslíte si tedy, že neexistuje nějaká hranice mezi v podstatě v tom spektru informací, kde si novinář, řekněme, může dovolit víc podlehnout tomu entertainmentu, tomu té zábavnosti, a kde by naopak měl zachovávat tu seriózní linii, pořád jako jít do hloubky toho problému?
Do you think that there is no line in the work of the journalists on which the journalist has to decide if he will write in the more entertaining way or in a more serious way? Is there any such a border or the separating line?
Oh, let me mention one of these distinguished regulations. Maybe the fifth, which say use jokes and colorful words for explaining your story. It's the same regulation, like to say, please give entertainment to the public. The problem is which type of entertainment.
Jaký je váš názor na ten problém? Jste schopni, no máte pocit, že jste schopni rozlišovat, která informace v médiích je podaná jaksi skutečně tou seriózní formou, stojí na velmi propracovaných základech, a odlišit ji od té informace, která plní především tu zábavnou úlohu. U toho tématu Britney Spears a její pes je to jasné, ale nemusí to být vždy tak úplně jasné.
What is your opinion about this problem? Are you capable to decide what type of the information is written really in a serious way, and which one aside from example breasts of Britney Spears are written in a more entertaining way?
Myslíte si, že je třeba řešením větší, výrazně konkrétnější specializace médií?
Do you think that the higher specialization of the media would be the solution of this problem?
Hello. My point of view is we are responsible for our money, and I consider all the information I buy as a serious. So if we are going, or the society or the people in the Republic are going to buy the entertaining stuff and magazines, so we will employ lots of people writing the bullshit, and if we are going to prefer the quality press, we will take the finance for the people who are intelligent and educated. It's my point of view.
Uh,
I would like to make a point. I reckon there's a remarkable similarity between journalists, students, academics, and businessmen all alike, really. The similarity is that we all have to take raw data, whether it be data from an experiment, data that is taken from a crime scene ready to be put into a newspaper. It all has to be taken in and has to be worked in a way so that we can present it to our audience. Now, in our case, as students, our audiences are academics. As academics, it might be businesses trying to build new things and all that sort of side. With in terms of journalists, it's actual everyday people wanting to know the raw data that is out there that has to be known by all these different people. And I think the point I want to make is that journalists are there. They're specialists in their field in making sure that this information is put forward, but also they have to sell these newspapers. They are businessmen, they have to portray the information, but they have to make it interesting to get these newspapers sold, to make sure that people watch their television programs, just like a student wants to get maybe 89% in this piece of coursework. So are we all not the same? Are we not trying to take information and portray it in a special sort of way?
May I add something? I agree with your predecessor, with this previous speaker, because but you have to be informed what's the entertaining magazine and what's the serious newspaper. And this is something what we, all of us, what we need necessarily. It means such a media education, media grammar. I don't know how to translate mediální gramotnost. That's exact so important as the obvious education. To know what I may trust, what I have to verificate, what I can't buy as a serious source, and always, and I repeat myself, to make your own selection. But in principle, first of all, to have a media grammar.
Možná položím otázku, která bude vypadat úplně naivně, ale chceme a potřebujeme takové množství informací, které kolem nás poletuje.
I would like to raise the question that is maybe naive, but the question is, do we really need so much information that is available at the present time?
Hodně se mluví o tom, že problémem současného světa je přehlcenost informacemi, s informací z obchodu, s informacemi se stal samozřejmě obrovský biznis.
There was quite a lot of discussion during the last time about the, say, over-information of the current world. It means there is too much information available at present, and if it is really necessary to have so many information.
Víte sami určitě i z vlastní zkušenosti ze sledování světa, že pomocí deformovaných informací lze v podstatě zbláznit polovinu světa nebo celou planetu.
And as you know from your own experience, using the change or the modified information, you can change the opinion of the half of the world very quickly, yeah? Or you can influence the people in
That's a big difference between a lot of information and bullshit information. I'm not afraid about a lot of information, but I'm afraid about the very stupid information or false information. That's what I'm warning. But of course, we are living in the world where we have thousands of information, as we have a thousand of such a waters of toilet papers. It's a typical market economy. It's no sense to have any limits. But we have to know how to select information, and of course, we probably may want from a journalist in the serious media personal responsibility. That's true, what you said.
Jenom přemýšlím o tom, do jaké míry je možné, že se v podstatě dostáváme do nějaké smyčky právě tím, že těch informací se skutečně valí pořád víc a víc. Víc a víc je potřebujeme třídit, mít větší mediální gramotnost, jak říkal pan rektor, umět rozlišovat, jestli to není svým způsobem uměle vyvolaný kruh mediálními společnostmi, které z toho mají obrovský obchod.
And this brings me to the question that we are coming to the circle of the information. It means there is an increasing number of the information on the market, and probably it's an artificial situation that was developed by the media companies. It means they are supporting the hungry for the more and more and more and information. And but on the other side, there is also a need to classify this information, to combine them and to use them properly.
There is no artificial business. There is only a real business. If there are some people buying it, there is business.
It's on. Thanks. Actually, I'd like to bring it back two questions about too much information again. And you're quite right. There's a difference between bullshit and too much information. And then again, there's too much bullshit information. So you combine it quite well. Actually, I would like to raise another question in regards to this, because when we have all this information, it must be a broad field, and you see you as an editor for a serious paper, you must have some difficulties going through the tabloids, for instance, and getting some interest for your paper. But as we've seen in America last couple of weeks around the Catherine, hurricane, then the media has been more criticism, have given more criticism to the society, of course, Mr. Bush himself, of the way he's handled it. And in Danish papers, in Danish analysis of this situation has been that it has been a reawakening of the American journalists. Now they're beginning to criticize the society. Even on Fox News, they're criticizing the evacuation and the help afterwards. So perhaps this is just what we need, a hurricane once in a while, to wake up the journalists who have a good paycheck and lives in the fine houses and doesn't really need to shake the society. Perhaps we need to re-wake the journalist, perhaps not with a hurricane, to get this criticism and perhaps even make a statement in the society. I know before in the regulations you don't need to have you're not supposed to put your own influence in the articles, but you pick the stories, and in that way you make an influence. So my question again: do we need more criticism? Could the market need more criticism? And just in the end, Britney Spears has a cat, so no dog. No.
I will be worried about such examples. Probably in this case is a plus one, it's optimistic, but on the other hand, I don't want from the journalists on media that they will too much educate or too much underline some themes, some stories. I don't want the media, they would like be a themselves as a power, as a powerful media. You can see it quite often in states, in the communist regimes, but not just in there. For example, the Berlusconi case in Italy is very dangerous for the democracy, I suppose. It means I don't want the media. On the level of electronic media or newspaper, they would like have a power and decision power. No, I need information.
Thank you.
Well, I think both of you, you and the Danish guy, were saying that probably it's better to have just the informations without someone that is going to criticize them. Well, I think that a newspaper with a list of information, today happened this and that, can be quite useful, but I think what we need is to understand the fact. Even with this thing of the hurricane, in the Italian newspaper, I just got the impression that America was disorganized. Okay, it doesn't mean anything. I need a lot of people from different parties, I mean intellectual people, that speaks about the subject. So I would say the hurricane was in New Orleans. That's all. At this point, a lot of people that is writing the same article in different way. One can be the one which we make a little bit of jokes. Another one can be the serious one. But we need to understand the problem. And I think the only way to understand something you really don't know, even because it's another culture, another organization, is reading as much as possible wrote by people that are involved. So we need a lot and a lot of criticisms, a lot of people speaking about the things. Because just getting the information, I don't think it can help you to understand. You would just judge what you read using your experience, and it can lead you completely away from what really happened. So I think a newspaper should have one, just to provoke you, one information and all the pages speaking about this information. Now, even the information that are not so important, maybe I'm not speaking for the bullshit, for the information on second level, the same behavior, the same way of approaching the problem, because we need to think a lot about what happened. And usually, in this dynamic life, we are quite busy, so having someone that is going to think, but don't attack me now, is going to think for us, writing even ideas that can make, if then we are intelligent, can open our mind and think a little bit more about what happened. It's just a way to understand in a better way what happened without just saying American world is organized. That is true, but it isn't true. I mean, what does it mean?
It's very, very, very fragile. Sometimes the decision of the editors in newspaper, when, for example, such a catastrophe as the Hurricane Katrina, how to brocade, how to excite the people, for example, to help. And that's relatively reasonable when they write and publish articles, they are more exciting, this is the real truth, for example. But I will be very conservative in that, and I prefer real truth and concrete information, concrete numbers, probably more sources, repeat myself, than to be excited by newspapers or editors. On the other hand, how to excite, how to provoke listeners or readers of tabloids when really happens something very serious as this one? I'm not able to justice it, but I prefer the real information, yes.
Tak, dobrý den, já budu mluvit česky a poprosím o překlad, když tak, ať se dostanu na jádro věci. A já jsem chtěl říct jenom těm množství informací a jejich důležitosti, tak prostě, že v tuhle chvíli, když si mám vybrat informaci, tak se obrátím na veřejnoprávní televizi, která vybere jednak ty nejdůležitější, ať to popíše prostě jenom syrově a každý pak, až se na tom vybere, co jeho jest, ať už je přírodopisec, filozof nebo cokoliv. Takže zaplať pánbůh za veřejnoprávní televizi v tomhle tom.
Just one remark back to the amount of the information that is available on the market. My way how to classify the information is that for the basic information I will always go to the public service television, because there I can get the basic information from the television, and then if I need some more details, like I can go to other media to find the more details about the information.
Dovolím se teda na to zareagovat. Rozlišujete média mezi tím, jestli jsou veřejnoprávní nebo, já nevím, státní, respektive státní není možná ideální termín, aby to nevedlo někam jinam, ale jestli jde o médium čistě komerční nebo skutečně médium, které je vnímáno, má ten postulát toho nezávislého veřejnoprávního zdroje informačního.
Do you distinguish the type of the media that you are using, either if it is private media or the, say, governmental or the state-controlled media? Does it make any difference for you?
I'm sorry, interpreter, I have to correct you. We are speaking about the public service media, not about the state-owned media. Public service broadcasters is something what has a very old European tradition, and it means on the state independent media, not private. It means they are living not for profit, they are non-profit, but public services broadcast in the western part of Europe have a very long tradition, and I think they are very quite important for the democracy.
I think that from the journalistic point of view, there is no difference between a quality market papers or broadcasting and public service broadcasting. I think that all can make serious mistakes, and all try to give readers good and serious information.
Yeah, I agree. For the pluralistic society, we need, of course, all types of media, private media, including this public service broadcaster, but not state-controlled.
Pořád se tady točíme kolem tématu mnoha informací. Opět možná velmi triviální otázka. Umíme vybírat? Máte pocit, že třeba i v rámci vzdělávání na školách, které studujete, máte možnost se naučit pracovat s velkým množstvím informací, vybírat mezi nimi ty podstatné, třídit je, kombinovat a tak dále?
During the discussion we are always coming back to the question of the amount of the information and the need for their classification and the evaluation. Do you think that your education that you get at the university will give you enough information and enough knowledge about the information sorting and the classification and the using? I mean, are you after the university study ready to work properly with the information?
I think we can, after finishing our university study, or, well, it sounds very arrogant, but we are quite good, actually. We're all on the university, but most of society is not. So we shouldn't give them that very difficult choice of interpreting all the different types of media and different types of information. That is very spoiling. That's not the correct word, I think, but I hope you know what I mean.
Yeah. Can I speak? Yeah, maybe I have chosen my source of information. I use internet, and maybe I'm reading every day 10 servers. I'm comparing the information. It's new servers, it's international servers, it's technical servers. That's my source of information, and it leads me to the question, where do you see a future of media? If everybody will take care about his information, if you compare, or there will be somebody, all the time, there will be somebody who will say you, this is the best information for you, and did not. You don't have to need to know it. Can you have some can you some reaction? Thank you.
I hope it will be nobody exit who will say me that they are best information. These horses will multiply, of course, while the digitalization is coming, of course. It means the electronic media will follow the market of print media. It means unended number of broadcasters, radios, televisions, and, of course, at the same time, internet webs. And we have to select.
Yes, okay. I'm not buying newspapers because I don't find there what I want to know. There is somebody who chooses information which come to me and which come not. I think there is somebody who is saying this you don't have to know. The redaction, the chief, yes?
My name is Pavel. I would like to add to this that everybody has to choose his sources of information. Well, let's say that internet in this is great because you have really wide choice and you can construct the information you get from small pieces. If you buy the newspaper and you like only one of the reporters from that newspaper, it's waste of the money, waste of the paper. It's nearly no sense. And that's quite a difficult choice to choose the right sources. And no sources are 100% error-free. So you have to accept the sources you have, and you have to filter somehow the information you get from these sources anyway. Let's say that it's much better to get the public service media because the quality of the information is higher. But many people are, let's say, too lazy to search for the right information and just eat the information which is served to them. And that's mostly on the media which also do the entertainment. So that's the commercial media. And that information is usually quite false. And the original points were that even this media should be forced to give at least correct and true information. Thank you.
Everybody's talking about the truth or the right information, but who defines what the truth is? I mean, like, just like right this Sunday, we're having elections coming up in Germany, and about a week ago we had a duel on TV. You know, like the candidates, they like talk back and forth and stuff, and afterwards you have different media analyzing the whole event and stuff, and you know every. The newspaper declares a different winner, but I think it's important, and I mean we're all responsible persons. I mean we can choose and decide ourselves like what the truth is. I wouldn't trust like one journal. I mean who tells me the truth, you know what I'm, you know the point what I'm talking about? Because you mentioned somebody, they have to give a promise like I'm gonna write the truth and nothing but the truth. but who tells you that it is the truth? Or who decides what the truth is? Don't you need the media to evaluate it for you? Or?
Well, that's difficult. Thank you. Of course, that's very difficult. But the problem is, if I see and I read my newspaper, and I listen to my radio, and I see things on television, I see things on the internet. I get emails of everyone. I'd like to talk to everyone. And after a while, I think, I really don't know. And if I think, I don't know, I don't understand what's happening, everybody must think that was my... If we cannot find out our right information, and I think I'm not able to, it's very difficult to get things right. And if we cannot do that, not such high educated people can do it also. So there are people studying for gathering information and make interpretations of information. So I should trust them. Then it would be better. Otherwise, I'm only listening to radios and read newspapers to get some view of the world. So that's why there are journalists. So we should trust them.
Yeah. In the end of the day, you have decided yourself. Of course, was it true? You are highly educated, you are reading newspaper from the Frankfurter Allgemeine to Süddeutsche Zeitung, Berlin Zeitung, you probably watch the TV, that said the FRTL, ProSieben, NTV, all the others. Of course, you are reading probably much more the articles in expert magazines, and you have read a lot of books, but the final decisions, it's just on you. As the decision by the elections, no advisor.
I think that the problem is that the journalists can hardly say you just the information. Every time they put some opinion to the message they are talking to you, maybe that's the problem. That's why I'm searching over the internet and compare. Because everybody who tell you some information gives put some opinion, own view on this information. But common people who are reading some boulevard magazines and everything, you can say it to them that you have to do it. It's unable.
Přemýšlím o nějakém moudrém tématu, kterým pomalu směřovat k závěru.
I'm thinking about some intellectual topic or theme that would bring us to the end of the discussion.
Protože těch otázek, které jsme tady otevřeli, je samozřejmě velká spousta.
Of course, we have opened a lot of questions and the problems of media during the discussion.
A cítím, že jsme se tady sešli teda ve společnosti lidí, kteří mezi jednotlivými médii umějí vybírat.
And I got the feeling that of course you are the audience that is capable and that is able to select the proper media as the, your source of the information.
A kteří se nenechají jen tak někým obalamutit, že umějí skutečně rozstřídit ty informace na ty relevantní a na ty zábavné, vyloženě jenom zábavné, které mají tu odpočinkovou roli.
And I'm quite sure that you are the audience that is hardly to be influenced. It means you use the different sources of the information, you can analyze the information and you can make your own opinion.
Navážu tady na pana rektora, který zmínil velice letmo to téma digitalizace. Nedávno jsem četl zajímavý článek o mikročipech, které budeme mít ve velmi blízké budoucnosti všichni někde zašité pod kůží.
And I would like to go back to the idea that was mentioned by the Mr. Mate, and that was the idea about the digitalization. Just short time ago, I read an article about the microchips that we will have in a short time, probably all of us, somewhere under the skin.
Kromě toho, že prý budeme prostřednictvím těch čipů strašně snadno říditelní a ovladatelní, ptám se tedy nejprve hostů a pak i vás do pléna. Myslíte, že tudy vede ta cesta, kudy třeba si nechat předem třídit ty informace od těch autorit, jak tady o tom mluvil kolega?
And I would like to ask you, do you think that this is the way how the sorting and the classification of the information could be done, or this is the way how to manipulate and the move and handle the people? I mean this digitalization and the implants of the chips into the human body?
staneme se odběrateli předem objednaných informací, takže se nebudeme muset zabývat nějakým jejich zbytečně složitým tříděním a budeme mít víc času na zábavu a na sebe a na cestování a tak dál. Nebo myslíte, že zůstaneme spíš u toho tradičního, možná pracnějšího způsobu osobního třídění a osobního výběru informací?
Because at this point we could be just the consumers of the information. It means we will receive just the requested types of the information at that time through the digitalization. Or do you think that the better solution would be to remain on the present time status? It means to take the information from the different information sources and to make our own analysis and the classification of the information.
Když dovolíte, já to teda ještě obrátím, položím tu otázku nejprve do pléna, když dovolíte. Co tomu, jak to vidíte vy, tu budoucnost?
What is your opinion about the future in this information area? The black situation.
Why?
I will say something about it, maybe. So I think that our situation is not new. I think that people have to sort information from the times of ancient Greek, because there were bullshit information and serious information in Essence Agora too. Maybe now there is more information, but I'm not sure. So I lived half of my life under the communism, so I may be naive, but I am really very optimistic in case of future of free market society. And I'm sure that if we will have the chip, electronic chip, under our skin, it will be it will be mean for sorting information, not for Big Brother.
Pane Matej.
Simply to say, I don't want any chip, of course. But because probably the debate will be closed very soon, I find out the two sentences written by John Lloyd, who is a chief editor of Financial Times magazine. And again, I would like ask the interpreter to help me to translate. If you be so kind, I will read out very slowly. Žurnalisté, dokonce i ti bohatší a proslavení, mají sklon psát o sobě.
Journalists, even though those who are healthier and more famous, have always tendency to write about themselves.
Jako by byly zoufalá parta, kterou žene kupředu nikoliv vědomí povinnosti občanské.
And sometimes they behave as a crazy group of the people that are moved forward not only by the say responsibility to the public.
Ale touha zvítězit nad konkurencí.
But it seems to me that they are moved especially by the need to conquer or to beat the competitors.
Stát se slavným.
To become famous.
Nebo někoho pomluvit.
Or to
insulate anybody. Ale na konci se vše k dobrému obrátí.
But at the very end everything comes to the right side or comes better.
Omily, vyslovené lži, zklamaná důvěra,
the mistakes and the lies.
Zklamaná důvěra. Broken trust.
Broken trust.
Nafouknutá vyúčtování výdajů.
the increased costs.
Cesty financované PR agenturami.
The travels or the trips financed by the PR agencies.
Útoky na charakter osob.
Attacks to the personal characters of the person.
Nezáživné redakční sloupky.
Non-interesting the redaction columns.
Osočování, vymlouvání, vynechání faktů.
Again the lies and manipulation of the facts and the information.
Komolení jmén, lhostejnost, zapamětlivost.
Changing of the names, the forgetting of the parts of the information.
Zapamětlivost, zlomyslnost.
Teraz jste si na mě připravil.
That's all what I said. You can read every day in the newspaper or to see on the television screen, but in the end of the day, you may follow as it happens miracle. It happens miracle because everybody can follow that all these words are changed to the democratic debate. It's really miracle. And I think it's quite important to know that.
Tak, já myslím, že to bylo zajímavé slovo na závěr.
I think that was quite interesting, the last word for our discussion forum.
Dovolte, abych poděkoval našim hostům.
Let me thank you very much to our distinguished guests.
Panu Ivu Matému.
Mr. Ivo Maté.
Panu Martinu Komárkovi.
And Mr. Martin Komárek.
Poděkuji svému kolegovi Jiřímu.
Let me also to thank to my colleague Mr. Jiří.
Určitě velký dík i našemu překladateli, který tady v závěru zvládl v podstatě státní zkoušku téměř, kterou si na něj přichystal pan Maté.
And I would like to thank also to our interpreter.
A samozřejmě veliký dík patří vám za vaše dotazy, za vaše reakce, komentáře. Děkujeme.
And also thank you very much for your discussions, for your questions and for your part of the discussion during this afternoon.
Přeji vám hezký pobyt v Praze a na viděnou.
Let me wish you a very nice stay in the park till the end of your meeting. Thank you.